It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for April 6th of 2026. Look, I understand many have already voiced their disgust and disdain over Dear Leader Trump's heartwarming Easter message, in which he posted on his social media, "Tuesday will be Power Plant Day and Bridge Day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the effin' straight," and he didn't say effin', "you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah." Of course, I was at first outraged by his announcement that the United States would engage in war crimes by attacking power plants, which would cause mass suffering and death. But remember, we are liberating the Iranian people. Anyway, next, like everyone else, I wondered how the Christian nationalist within the MAGA Republican Party would have reacted had Barack Obama said, "Praise be to Allah," on Easter Sunday. Or think about how they would have reacted if New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani uttered, "Praise be to Allah," on Easter Sunday, or any other day for that matter. Anyway, like everyone else, I'm outraged how Dear Leader and his regime started this war because they have to act like Bibi Netanyahu's little bitch and started this needless war to make Bibi's dream come true of a mass regional war. And like everyone else, I'm also outraged how this war is being done to manipulate the market so many in the Epstein class continue to use their insider knowledge within the regime to make loads of cash. And like everybody else, I'm also outraged how American lives have been lost, with many more injured, while we still don't understand the reasoning for this war other than to protect and enrich the Epstein class, the Trump regime, and the Netanyahu government in Israel. Meanwhile, the cost of Trump's and the right-wing Israeli government's Iran war has crossed over $42 billion in spending during the Easter weekend. And it's happening when Dear Leader told the truth for a change, when he admitted that we can't afford child care or Medicare for all in America because we have wars to fight along with Israel's right-wing, corrupt, and genocidal government. It's all about priorities, right? That's selling out the working class here in America, and it's pissing everybody off. And it's definitely not America first. But the part from Dear Leader's heartwarming message that I would like to conclude with today is the least upsetting part, but it's nonetheless important since it tells you more about the MAGA Republican movement and its so-called values, or lack thereof. When Dear Leader wrote, "Open the effin' straight," on Easter Sunday, I didn't even bother playing the "What if Obama, Biden, or Zoran Mamdani had said that word on Easter Sunday?" Why? Because I knew MAGA would instantly and immediately dismiss it and excuse it. First, the strait is closed because of Trump's war in Iran. But second, for all of their posturing over how they were pro-family, pro-family values, and pro-Christian and pro-decency, MAGA Republicans never cared one bit about that stuff. It was all performative. For instance, I got to hear lots of right-wing talker Glenn Beck when I worked in corporate right-wing radio in Saginaw for many years. When he rose to fame amongst the then Tea Party Republican base during the Obama years, Glenn Beck would pontificate about God, family, and allowing corporate billionaires to have free reign in this country. He'd lament about our degrading culture. Oh man, I'd hear that many, many days. And I also remember when our station sold his book about a Christmas sweater as a way for us to remember a time when things were better in America, when things were easier in America, when black people weren't in the White House in America. And Glenn Beck even opposed Trump for the first couple of years. But as his ratings dropped, and I can tell you anecdotally that he fell out of favor on my former station due to his anti-Trump stances, Glenn Beck suddenly realized where the money was located and turned into a big MAGA Trumper. And I say that because with Rush Limbaugh, I always felt like to him, he understood that some of this was all a game. To Glenn Beck, he kind of scared me because I really thought he believed in what he was saying to all of his listeners. But his sudden about-face and sudden devotion to Dear Leader Trump and the Trump regime told me, no, it's all about the grift. For all of his talk about morals and decency and the degradation of our society, Glenn Beck, like most in the MAGA Republican movement, proved that it was always just a ploy. It was always about gaining power. And now, as their Dear Leader uses F-bombs on Easter Sunday, they don't care one bit because they have the power. And go around and look. Has any MAGA Michigan Republican complained or admonished Dear Leader for such language being used on Easter Sunday? Of course not. And let that be a lesson for you, that when it comes to MAGA Republicans, they have no principles, they have no values, and they have no spine. Their main belief system is the following: power, punching down and attacking marginalized and working class Americans, and working on behalf of the billionaire Epstein class. You know that to be true. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.